Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Friday. It's Bears week. The Bears still suck. The Packers are in first place, coming off a bye. All is well. Oh, man. Steelers almost pulled it out last night, but no luck there. Good to see everybody in the comment section. Good morning, everybody. I have the best announcement to start us off, and that is that we have reached the initial $10,000 goal for the Own Hunger Week campaign. I can't express how blown away I am by the generosity of Packers fans. It's pretty darn incredible what you guys have done throughout the week. We'd like to up that goal now. We hit 10. Let's hit 12. Let's hit 12 in honor of number 12, owning the Bears. I think we can do it. We, right now, just before I came on, I think we were at $10,000 and $10,007, just over the $10,000 mark, equaling 40,028 meals. That's what you guys have provided. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely love it. Just remember, if you haven't donated yet, remember to consider that 1 in 8 people in Eastern Wisconsin are experiencing hunger, and you can help. The link to donate online is in the description of this video. You can also go, you can also text the word Cheesehead. That's the word Cheesehead to 41444, 41444. You can donate any amount. Every bit helps. Obviously, getting to 12,000 would be absolutely amazing. You can also go to the shop there. That's also on the, I think it's right below this video on YouTube, or you can go to the shop link at cheeseheadtv.com and get yourself an Own Hunger Champion shirt. All the proceeds from the shirts, the hoodies, the long sleeves, whatever, 100% of the proceeds go to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. So a shirt purchase equals 40 meals to a neighbor in need. Like I said, you guys have absolutely blown me away with the response, the generosity. It's pretty darn incredible. Thank you, each and every one of you who have contributed so far. I love this greatest super chat ever, RJS. Run the ball. This man wants you to run the ball, people. I'm down with it. I am down with it. William, thanks for the super chat. Let's roll these fools. Abso-smoking-lutely. Bears, come on now. Got to roll them. Kevin, thanks for the super chat. Donate a big cat. Reminds me of Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball. On the couch, stuffing his face, bitching about LaFleur. That's pretty good. That is pretty good. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Nags, one more work day till I leave for Green Bay. So hyped, you have no idea. So happy the goal was reached. That's incredible. Donate if you can. Go Pack, go. Thank you, buddy. And, dude, I leave this afternoon. I'm hyped up, too. I can't, you know, can't barely contain a thought in my head. So, yes, I'm very excited. Sandy, thank you so much. Texting was so easy to donate. Do it, Pack family. Thank you, Sandy. Thanks for the support. Thank you. Zach, thanks for the super chat. Harrison Smith is wasted in Minnesota. It's a shame. I mean, he is a Viking. Like, he's a great player. I'd love him on the Packers, obviously. But, yeah, man, I mean, he's one of their core dudes. I mean, I get what you're saying, but, you know, they've got some good players. They just have not been able to hold on in close games, unlike they did last night. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. $1 for 1 inch of snow that's about to get dumped on us in Western Wisconsin. Happy Friday, y'all, and go Pack, go. Absolutely. Love it, buddy. Go Pack, go from Oregon. What's up, John? Go Pack, go from here in New York City. Want to give another shout-out, obviously, to our new partners over there at DraftKings, the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's out now. Use the promo code Cheesehead. You want to use promo code Cheesehead. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. They're giving all new players a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 in free credits with their first deposit. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer, including same-game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every week. Get yourself some DraftKings Sportsbook app, people. Do it. What else? People tweeting me, texting me. What is going on? TKM, good to see you at your post, buddy. Thanks for the super chat. What time is the flight to the homeland, sir? flying into. Enjoy the game in the area. Thanks again for your valuable time and insights, Pappies. Well, thanks, buddy. Flying out this afternoon, 3 Eastern, land about 7 tonight, flying through Chicago, which means I'll get delayed, especially when there's weather in Green Bay. You know, there's I've already resigned myself to being delayed today. I know that's going to happen. Oz, what's up, buddy? I use DraftKings daily. Good stuff until I lose. Oz, you're the best. You are the absolute best. Oh, wow. Dusty, what a callback. Charles Martin appreciation post. Go, Pack, go. That's amazing. Oh, Jeezy baby. I may have teared up during that camping video. Yeah. There was definitely some dust flying around when I watched it the first time. If you guys haven't checked out the NFL Films piece on James Campen, the former offensive line coach for the Packers, you got to do it. It's outstanding. Co-produced by Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers narrates it. It's so good. Can't recommend it enough. Get ready to rent a car in Chicago. I know, Jeff, right? Luckily, I have a few friends in Chicago who have already offered some wheels if, you know, that turns out to be necessary. Where can we find it, Aaron? If you go to my Twitter, I've tweeted it out, the James Campen thing. They've also got it on their Facebook page, NFL Films does. I know they were going to put it on YouTube. I haven't seen it up yet, but I'm sure it's out there somewhere. But yeah, it's pretty much everywhere at this point. Matt, right before your flight is going to be delayed, just burn a timeout like LaFleur or Rodgers. I love it. That's, yeah, it's not a bad idea. That camping video was awesome. Yes. Yes, it was. Am I going to stay with the folks? I am going to stay with the folks. Helen's very excited. She's already making my favorite stuff. Can't wait. Diego's got it. Bears still suck. Correct, sir. You are correct. I'll make sure I didn't miss any super chats. Porkmaster's here. Well, well, well. We meet again at last. Good to see you, buddy. Man, a lot of people typing in all caps. Lots of construction in Illinois. When isn't there? There always is. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Nag, suggest Nickies and Kroll's for your visit to Green Bay. Wish I was there. Have a blast. Man, I love Nickies. That's my jam right there. I may be hitting both establishments at some point this weekend. Yes, no doubt about it. What do you think we need to do to win the division now? Well, the Vikings all did up because they won last night, but I'm sure the NFL will put out whatever's necessary coming in out of the weekend. They just got to keep winning their games. It's pretty simple. Jones here. What's up, Joan? Haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're doing well. John, James went to your high school. That's really cool. Dusty, ever doing a face-to-face transplants with Banky again? We need the no cam back. Well, the no cam was daily in the studio, but yeah, maybe eventually. Not anytime soon, I'll tell you that. But who knows? Someday he'll be back in New York for probably something work-related, and we might do one. Probably not till next year, but it will be a while. Oh, man, Zeke, what's up? My first game at Lambeau was this past game versus the Rams. Still starstruck, to be honest, game. Can't get over it. I tell you what, one of my favorite things is to go into the bowl, like if you're in the concourse and then wherever, you know, whatever section you're in, you find it. And then you, if you're with someone and who's never been, watching them go through the kind of the tunnel in the concourse to the bowl where it all opens up, watching people's faces that have never been there before, that is one of the best moments. Because, I mean, I remember it when I was a kid, but that was a long ass time ago, obviously. But yeah, that first moment when you see the field is so great. In hell, I mean, I've done it a million times, and even I still get kind of goosebumpy, right? It just kind of just opens up, and there's the bowl, and there's Lambeau, and it's just awesome. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I've done it a lot. Although it is funny, I haven't sat, you know, for the game, the bleachers, in a long time. It's been a while. So I'm looking forward to that very much so. Johnny, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. If you haven't been, rather than going to JD's, I highly, highly recommend Mims in Menasha. My parents love Mims. I have not been yet, but I'm hoping to get there. And hey, don't be disparaging JDs. I know you're not. I'm just kidding. Where? Why didn't we keep Mike McKenzie? I was young at the time. Because Mike wanted out. He and Sherman butted heads. And then he basically, you know, came up with a phantom injury to sit out practice while he demanded to be traded. And then Mike traded him to the Saints, if I remember right. But yeah, that's just a relationship that went bust, essentially. Every time I see the field, goosebumps. Yeah, right. M's here. What's up, M? Couldn't catch you live lately. Enjoy the meetup. A big hug to you all. Super Bowl final run is about to start. Go Pack, go. Man, that's the thing, right? It's the start of the run, the start of the stretch run here. I'm excited, man. I can't wait for these five regular season games. Enjoy them. Soak them in, people. It still feels like the season just started. So crazy to me that we're in December and we're ready to make a run to the playoffs, so to speak. Kind of nuts. Cletus Hunt, Javon Walker, McKenzie all hated Sherman, the GM. Jimmy, you ain't lying. Nothing better than when you get your beer dog program, then walk out the tunnel. God, you said it, buddy. No doubt about it. Queens, Brooklyn, what's up, man? Go Pack, go. How you doing? Got that one. Very good. If 2021 ended with a Super Bowl win, I wouldn't regret anything other than 2014. But it'd be complete satisfaction for this Rodgers era. I mean, a nice bookend, no doubt about it. I think it would make things pretty complicated for Brian Gutekunst in the best possible way, but let's beat the Bears first. Do you think any of the injured players are playing this weekend? No, Sly, I don't. You're talking about the big ones, right? Like, obviously, sorry, guys. Obviously, Bakhtiari, no. Z, no. Jair, I know he's back and practicing, but no. And Josh Myers is even, like, close. So, yeah, none of the major injury guys with major injuries who have been out, I don't expect any of them to play on Sunday. Shit, a lot of us hated Sherman. As the GM, yeah, no doubt. I always kind of thought he was underrated as a coach. I think he was a pretty darn good football coach in Green Bay. I know he went on and did not such great work other places, but in Green Bay, I thought he was a pretty darn good coach. But yeah, once he was made GM, it was all over. How motivated do you think the Bears are after the "I own you" comment? Not much. I mean, I'm sure they are a little bit, but don't forget, as Aaron himself said on Tuesday, or was it Wednesday? That comment was directed at fans giving him the finger, you know, and there's plenty of, you know, photographic evidence of people flipping him the bird there. So, you know, a little bit maybe, but they're all professionals, and they, especially, you know, the Bears, it's not like it was like when it was like Ditka and Forrest Gregg or something, you know, it's like these guys all hang out in the off season, you know, they're all friends. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them are, you know. Maybe just a tad, but I don't think it. There might be some jawing early in the game when it's close, but eventually the Packers are going to pull away and it won't matter. You know, it's just not like that anymore. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love it to get chippy. I'd love the Bears to kind of like get a little nasty with it. Like, bring the rivalry on. I'm all for that. I love it. I just don't see it as much anymore. And I think a lot of the guys have talked about that. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Here's money for beer this weekend. Have a blast, brother. Thank you, Josh. That's really nice of you. Thanks for the support, bud. Luke, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Cheers, Nags. Enjoy your weekend in the motherland. Have a beer for me at the meetup. I'll be there next time. You better be, bud. You best be. And I know I owe you, was it a message or an email or something with where to send my beer? Because you got to send me my beer, son. I am totally kidding. Who is missing for the Bears? It really, I mean, we're not going to probably know until later this afternoon when they put out their final injury report because it is lengthy. Hicks has been limited all week with an ankle. Montgomery has got a whole list of ailments. There's a sickness going through their locker room, apparently. Guys have missed practices because of illness. So won't really have a good idea of that until we get our finalized injury report later today. Patrick, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, are you around Green Bay on the 25th? TBD. I might be. I don't know yet. We'll see. We shall see. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Enjoy the meetup tomorrow. Sorry I can't join you. Hopefully do it again next year. Go Pack Go. Jeff, thank you so much for the super chat. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Everybody deserves to eat. Amen, brother. Couldn't agree more. As I said at the top, we've hit our $10,000 goal. We've raised that goal now to $12,000. Let's make it 12 in honor of 12 owning the Bears. That's what I want to do. Am I crazy to think Amos is a top safety in the league? No, not at all. I don't think he's playing quite at the level he was last year, but he's still playing really, really well. And I think, yeah, he is one of the probably the least kind of publicized good football players in the NFL because he is very good. Who has more catches to finish the year, EQ or MVS? MVS. Nags, do you own a Packers jersey? The only one I still own is an old Brett Favre jersey that I used to wear at pickup football games when I first moved to the city. So I've literally owned it since I was, like, since I met Corey, like, over 20 years ago. So, yeah, it's still hanging in my locker. No, in my closet. So I still have the Favre jersey to throw on if a pickup football game breaks out that I want to attend. But, yeah, never been a jersey guy. Never been my thing. Will the Packers get the number one seed? Yes. Yes, they will. I miss all the days when the rivalries with the rivalry stuff. John, me too, man. I mean, look, I get that it's free agency is obviously a great thing for the players. The fact that they all fraternize and hang out in the offseason, you know, more power to them. But man, I do miss kind of some of the bad blood, you know, gave the rivalries some extra juice. But, you know, like I said, just not like that anymore. Just not the way it works. Eric, thank you, buddy. Thank you for everything you guys do. Thank you. Thanks for watching it. I'm superstitious. I don't want the number one seed. I feel you, David. But I think for a team that's as banged up as the Packers are, they'll take the bye week. Only one that exists now because, you know, there's only only one team gets that bye. That's, I'm sure the Packers would take it. Hopefully Campbell is back today. Yes, Jill, I know that was what Matt said on Monday, that they were hoping to get him back into the building today. We heard from his coaches yesterday. It sounds like he's been great and participating on Zoom and hasn't really been too much of an issue because I can't remember. I think it was Kirk who said, you know, it's kind of the new normal. They're used to having to work via Zoom and having guys in and out. So hopefully, yeah, he's back today and ready to go for Sunday. Let's see what else I got. Got that one. Got that one. Got that one. Got that one. So I got them all. Y'all crazy. Do we beat the Cardinals the second time? You damn right we beat the Cardinals. I'm so sick of everyone giving the Cardinals all the shine. Packers beat them without their top three receivers on a short week where they didn't even practice. And everyone's like, oh, well, you know, they had a receiver who was hurt. Let's get real here. Yes, absolutely the Packers beat them again. Packers Super Bowl win, Sandy, from your Facebook comment. The football god's ears. All right, everybody, I'm gonna have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out and talking Packers. Obviously, I will be in the air later this afternoon, so no extra cheese later today. I'll be back intermittently throughout the weekend. Definitely gonna have some fun on Sunday. Please, the link to donate to the Own Hunger Week campaign for Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin is in the description of this video. Like I said, we've hit our $10,000 goal, which is awesome. Let's get to 12 in honor of Aaron Rodgers owning the Bears. 1 in 8 people in Eastern Wisconsin are experiencing hunger. You can help out. Either donate online or text the word Cheesehead to 41444. That's Cheesehead to 41444. In the meantime, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack Go.